Today's reading is in John chapter 12, starting in verse 1. John 12, verse 1. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they gave a dinner for him there. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those reclining with him at table. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." When the large crowd of the Jews learned that Jesus was there, they came, not only on account of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to put Lazarus to death as well, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." So having raised Lazarus from the dead, we find Jesus and his disciples spending some time with them, with this family, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. And at this time, Martha is serving, and Mary takes a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard, and she is anointing the feet of Jesus, wiping his feet with her hair. So not only is she doing something to honor him, but she's also doing something that is an act of outward humility. She's wiping with her hair. Was there no towel or cloth or anything nearby? I'm sure there was. But she did this with her hair. And I think that shows great humility on her part, as well as thankfulness toward the Lord. Judas reveals to us how valuable this ointment was when he says it'd be sold for 300 denarii. Well, a denarius is a day's wage. So we're talking about 300 days' wages. That's how valuable this was. And so that's approximately a year's worth of working. You know, there's 52 weeks in a year, and if you figure that a work week, you know, might have been 5 days, then you're looking at right at a year's worth of wages. Can you imagine spending a year's worth of your income on something that's gone in just, you know, what, a span of minutes? But she's doing this great thing for Jesus, but Judas, he's just looking at it through those greedy eyes. And John's the one that reveals to us one of the problems that Judas has. He was a thief, and he was in charge of the money bag, and he would help himself to what was put into it. And that's why he betrayed Jesus, was because they would give him money. We're going to get to that in our reading a little bit later, and we've talked about it in times past as well. So it states that even though he makes the case that this could have been very valuable to use to be, give to the poor, he didn't really care about the poor, and he wasn't really thinking about what 300 denarii could do for the poor. He was just thinking about helping himself to some or maybe even all of that money. And then Jesus makes an interesting statement in response to this. "Leave her alone so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have, but you do not always have me." So Jesus makes a point considering his death, and I'm not sure anybody even caught it. I'm not sure that it was even, you know, thought, you know, given a second thought. But I have a footnote that tells us that an alternate way to translate this particular section was that she intended to keep it for the day of his burial. So it's not that, you know, she's using it and somehow it's for his burial, but he's saying it would have been kept for his burial, but she's using it now while he's there. And so he's saying she's giving this great honor to him. After this large crowd of Jews learns that Jesus was there, and they came to see him, but also to see Lazarus, to see this one who was dead and now he's alive. And so again, as I made mention in our last reading, the chief priests made plans to put Lazarus to death as well. They want to remove him out of this equation so that he's no longer a part of what's going on here, and part of, you know, the attraction or the proof, the sign that made people believe. They don't want people believing. But this grows to sort of a feverish pitch so that the next day they go to the feast. They hear Jesus is coming. They go and get these branches of palm trees and they cry out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." So they're thinking in terms of crowning him king. And Jesus, of course, came for a spiritual mission to bring in a spiritual kingdom. But verse 16 says his disciples didn't quite understand these things, but afterward, you know, when Jesus was glorified, in other words, when he was resurrected from the dead, and afterward they remembered these things had been written about him and been done to him. And it says those that witnessed the raising of Lazarus from the dead, in other words, they witnessed Jesus make that prayer and then call for Lazarus to come out of the tomb and then give the instruction to unbind him. People that saw that happen, they were continuing to bear witness, saying, "I saw this happen. The man was dead. He was in that tomb for 4 days. But Jesus called him out and he came out. I know what happened. He's now alive, but he was dead before. We were there to mourn with the family." And so it states there in verse 18, the crowd went out to meet him because they'd heard that he had done this sign. This is spreading. The news of this is spreading. And the more it spreads, the more the leaders of the Jews feel threatened by all of this. Verse 19 states that the Pharisees said to one another, "You're gaining nothing. The whole world has gone after him." They really feel extremely threatened. And they're basically looking at each other saying, "We're not doing any good. We're not able to quell this. We're not even able to slow it down. It's gaining momentum." And so I think that these things reveal to us, you know, the mindset that would pay Judas to betray him and go and arrest him and make false witness and strike him and deliver him over to Pilate and make false accusation with him there and then demand that an insurrectionist be released and Jesus be crucified. So we begin to understand then the mindset here as John is revealing it to us. Jesus absolutely deserves this honor that is paid on him. Yes, by Mary, but also by this crowd that is praising God for him coming. He deserves that kind of honor. He deserves us to honor him in our daily lives. We honor him by loving him and keeping his commandments. And perhaps that's what we need to pray about today, that we resist temptation. We resist the tendency that we have to just, you know, be complacent in regards to serving him. Kind of get used to the day-to-day, and we don't think about this as much. We need to think about it. We need to pray that we remember who Jesus is, what he's done for us, that we may glorify him in the way that we live our lives. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.